Welcome to D&B College. In this lesson, we're building a dark side jungle and old school D&B intro blueprint from scratch in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the smart way, with resampling at the center of the workflow. The goal here is not to make a perfect loop. The goal is to make an intro that already feels like it belongs in a proper DJ set. Something tense, something murky, something that moves with real rhythm, but still holds back the full power of the track. That's the magic of a strong D&B intro. It sets the mood, hints at the break identity, teases the bass character, and gives you a clean path into the drop without giving everything away too early. And for dark jungle or old school influenced D&B, that opening section matters a lot. It's where you establish the drum language. It's where you introduce the shadow of the bass. It's where you make the listener feel the weight of what's coming next. So let's build it properly. Start with a break source that has attitude, not perfection. Attitude. Drag in a classic break, a breakbeat extract, or even your own drum recording. You want something with strong transients, ghost notes, and a bit of dirt in the mids. Think aim in adjacent energy, not polished loop pack gloss. Warp it to sit around your project tempo, somewhere in that 165 to 174 BPM zone, but don't crush the life out of it. If the source already has a good feel, keep the warp minimal. If it's far away from tempo, use gentler correction and protect the swing. What to listen for here? Does the snare still crack with personality, or has it become stiff and overly edited? And do the ghost notes still feel alive, or have they been flattened by the warp? If the groove starts sounding robotic, don't force it. Pick a better break or use a less aggressive warp mode. In this style, a slightly imperfect break is usually the better choice. Once the source is in, slice it to MIDI. Ableton's slicing workflow is perfect for this because it turns the break into performance material. Now you're not just looping audio, you're actually playing the break like an instrument. Build a rough tube bar pattern first. Keep it simple. You want one strong snare anchor, maybe one or two kick placements that support momentum, a few ghost hits or shuffled hats, and at least one small gap where the groove can breathe. Don't try to make it sound finished yet. You're creating a performable edit, not a polished final loop. This is where you make an important musical choice. You can preserve the original break swing for a more authentic jungle feel, or tighten selected hits to the grid if you want the intro to feel heavier and more modern. Both approaches work. If you want that old-school push-pull, keep the timing loose in the right places. If you want a darker, more threatening edge, lock the main snare and kick a little tighter, but let the ghost stay human. Now comes the first really important move. Resample it. Route that sliced drum performance to a new audio track and record a clean pass. This is where the energy starts to feel committed. Why this works in D&B is simple. Resampling freezes the groove identity into audio, so the break starts behaving like a recorded phrase instead of a bunch of editable hits. That makes it feel more intentional, more performed, and more like a real record. Trim that resampled pass to an E2-bar or 4-bar phrase, then duplicate it. Keep one version relatively dry and direct, and make the other one more processed and characterful. A solid stock chain might be EQA to clean out the rumble below around 25 to 35 Hz, then drum bus or saturator for density, then a little redux if you want a rougher, more worn texture, and auto filter for movement. Keep the drive controlled. If you overcook the saturation, the break can lose snare impact and start sounding papery. A little harmonic lift usually beats obvious distortion here. Now build the hierarchy. You want three rolls, not three layers fighting each other. One layer should be your dryish anchor, carrying the core groove and snare definition. One layer should be filtered and moving, adding tension and motion. And one layer should be degraded or textured, giving the whole intro a darker, older, more haunted feel. For the movement layer, try auto filter in band pass or low pass mode and automate it gradually. Start murky, somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz, then open it up slowly over the phrase. For the degraded layer, use redux lightly, or add subtle saturation and then EQ out any excess low end so it doesn't fight the kick and sub later. What to listen for here? Can you still hear the snare clearly once all three layers are stacked? Can you still feel the kick placement? And is the texture adding menace, or is it just turning into hash? That distinction matters. In Darkside D&B, texture should feel like mood, not clutter. Now it's time for the bass tease, not the full bass line. Just a hint, a shadow, a signal of what the drop is going to feel like. You can do this with operator or wavetable, then shape it with saturator, auto filter, and EQ8. If you want a clean sub-tease, keep it simple, almost sine-based, and place the notes on strong beats or just before the snare. Keep the decay short, maybe around 120 to 350 milliseconds depending on how busy the break is. If you want a Reese teaser, keep the detune subtle, control the width, and preet it to audio if it starts getting too synthetic. Why this works in DNB is because the intro doesn't need to reveal the whole low-end story. It just needs to create pressure. A short, incomplete bass gesture can be more effective than a constantly moving line because it leaves room for the drums and keeps the DJ mix clean. Now check the whole thing against the drum logic, not just in isolation. Put the main drums or drum bus underneath and see whether the intro still holds together in context. The snare needs to stay readable. The break needs to still feel like the foundation. The bass tees should feel like pressure, not clutter. If the break is masking the snare, make small EQ moves. Don't go crazy. A slight cut in the snare's body area or snap area can clear just enough space without hollowing out the groove. And if the bass tees is fighting the break, shorten it or filter it more instead of simply turning it down. In DNB, arrangement fixes often sound better than brute force mixing. Now we turn the loop into an intro section. This is where phrasing matters. A strong dark intro usually works best in 8-bar or 16-bar movement, with a clear sense of evolution. For example, the first 4 bars can be filtered and sparse. Then you bring in the dry break anchor and a tiny bass tease. Then you open the filter a little more, and introduce a small variation or fill. Then, in the final 4 bars, you bring the most defined break pass and the strongest bass hint before the drop. The important thing is that the intro feels like it's tightening its grip, not just getting louder. Small automation moves go a long way here. Filter cutoff, send levels, layer volume, bass note length, and texture brightness are all great places to move over time. A useful reminder here, if the loop already hits hard, don't overfuss it. Commit it and move on. Some of the best DNB intros get weaker, because the producer keeps polishing after the groove is already working. Once the snare reads, the pocket feels good, and the tension is there, start thinking arrangement, not endless sound design tweaks. Before the drop, give the listener one clear transition gesture. That could be a short fill, a reverse texture, or a tiny dropout. One of the most effective old-school moves is to resample a little tail from the break or texture layer, reverse it, high-pass it, and place it in the last half bar or last beat before the drop. That keeps the transition inside the same sonic family, which makes the whole thing feel authored rather than pasted together. And if you want the drop to feel even bigger, combine that reverse with a brief gap. A little negative space can hit harder than another fill. Sometimes the empty moment is the most powerful move you can make. Once the groove is working, commit the important parts to audio and clean the arrangement. Name things by role, not source. Break dry. Break grime. Bass tease, reverse lift, noise bed. That way you make decisions by function, which is exactly how you stay fast and focused in DNB production. Trim tails carefully. Make sure the final downbeat is clean. Leave enough headroom for the drop to land properly. A good intro should feel tensioned, not overcrowded. And don't forget the mono check. This is huge in darker DNB. Keep the sub centered. Keep the kick and main snare stable and put width mostly in the top detail. The filtered noise, and the reverse textures. If the intro loses weight in mono, the problem is usually a widened bass teaser or a stereo-heavy texture living too low in the spectrum. Narrow the bass, high-pass the side information, or move the width up into the upper break debris instead. What to listen for now? Does the intro still feel solid when collapsed to mono? And does it still read like a drum record first, even with the atmosphere and bass hints around it? If yes, you're in a very good place. A quick bonus mindset tip. Treat the intro like a DJ tool with personality. It should be mixable, but it should still have identity. The best openings in this style often feel slightly underwritten on purpose. They give enough character to hook the room, but not so much low end that they exhaust the drop before it lands. Also, don't let mid-range buildup sneak in. In this style, the danger often lies between roughly 180 HC and 500 HC. Too many overlapping break passes can make the whole intro cloudy and smaller than it should be. If things get muddy, reduce overlap before you start pushing the sub around. So here's the core takeaway. Start with a break that has character. Slice it into a performable pattern. Resample early. Separate the intro into roles. Dry groove, filtered motion, degraded mood, and bass tease. Shape the energy in phrases. Keep the low end disciplined. Check everything in context with the drop. And commit once the groove is saying what it needs to say. Your homework is simple and powerful. Build a 16-bar dark jungle or old-school DNB intro using one break source, at least 2 resampled passes, and a bass tease of 2 notes or fewer. Use only stock Ableton devices. Add one automation move across the 16 bars. Then make one transition gesture before the drop. Keep it clean, keep it haunted, and keep it mixable. If you can clearly hear the snare, if the bass tease adds pressure without muddying the break, and if the final four bars feel more intense than the first four, then you've nailed the blueprint. Now go build it. Print the groove. Shape the darkness. And let the intro feel like it's already halfway to the drop.